Mishnah Lamed Hey Lamed Aleph mentions that when you eat fruit, you have to say Bari Brihoi. Except for wine. How is wine an exception? Wine, what is that? You say Bari Brihoi on wine. And if not for the fact that it's an exception to the rule of special treatise, you wouldn't have said Bari Brihoi. So the Bari should have said Shah. So we explain that the Mishnah in Truma is has a machlokes of Lezer of Yeshua regarding mashkim ayotzim from all tailors. Let's say if you're makrish, trumas and maestris from other fruits, and the mashkim come out from those, and you squeeze them out, so what would be the status of those mashkim ayotzim and our tailors? Would they have the same status as the free itself? That's a bad example. That's a bad example because Rashi and Taisus and the Ramos, the Rishon Hodim and Atero, you only have trumas and maestris on building tailors for Yitzhak. And any other fruits or vegetables, the whole thing, the fruit of Shumas might be found in the Rabbah. So let's switch a different motion. The Mishnah has a Machlokes of Lezer of Yeshua by Orla. Orla flies on Vipassanas to all fruits. Yeah, the Shvera Rashi in Saito. The Shvera on Dr. Laman Hayam et al. Referred to the Shvera Rashi in Saito. And the Balamor over here quotes that Rashi. Rashi and the Balamor want to say that there's one opinion in Tanayim that the din of Orla, that the first 3 years you're not permitted to eat the Teres, that that only applies to grapes. Just like there's such a shita by Rabbi, that the fourth year, the special din of the Teres, that they have to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, they have to eat them, and Dusha of Tahara, that the din of Rabbi is one shita only, Kerem Rabbi, it doesn't apply to Nefa, only applies to grapes. The Rashi and the Balamor held that there's such a shita that the Orla is also only restricted, Orla only applies to grapes. Yeah, but that for sure is an ejected sheep. That's against all the Mishnah. The Pashto certainly is that Orla, the halacha that the pears they grow on the tree the first 3 years. That applies to all fruits. It doesn't apply to vegetables, it applies to all fruits that grow on a tree. So let's say, so the person eats Orla, a pear that grew on the tree in Eretz on the first 3 years, will get malchus. What if instead of eating the fruit, he drinks the orange juice or the grapefruit juice or the apple juice, from the apples and the grapefruit, from the oranges, that are all of, would he get malchus or not? But that's a machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Whenever there's a machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Lezer Shamut Hilu. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yidr, Lezer was never come to be Shammai. We rarely ever follow anything that Lezer says. He's not Lezer of Lezer Agodli, he was greater than the others, but he was outvoted. That's what they Shammai, the Gemara says, well, how did they say? They were greater, they were sharper than the Beit Hillel. And they were outvoted also. So Lezer was from the Beit Shammai. So we talk like Rabbi Yeshua that he distinguishes between grapes and olives, amashkim ayetim and azetim and anovim, dinim tikri. So if you eat the wine from Orla grapes, or if you eat the olive oil, somehow you use the olive oil from olives that were Orla, then you'll be like it. But if you drink the apple juice, or the orange juice, or the grapefruit juice, etc., from all other fruits that are Orla, even if you eat the fruit itself, it'll be an Isha Malchus deraita of eating Orla. Orla certainly deraita on all Teres Ilon, we assume. But the Mashkim Ayotzim, there wouldn't be any Malchus on. So similarly over here, you should say, that's how the Gemara implies, you should say Bari Pihoi on all fruits. What about the fruit juice? Should you say Bari Pihoi? So it depends. If it's Mashkim Ayotzim and Azeitim and Anrogim, it's a shallow boil. Or wine, then it should also be a liquid form of a cream. So you should also say Bari Pihoi on that. And all other mashkin on grapefruit juice, on orange juice, and apple juice, that you should say some other brother, that's a shakal. That wouldn't be Bari Pihoi. But on these two, on wine and on olive oil, the bracha should be Bari Pihoi. So that's what the Mishnah says. On all fruits you say Bari Pihoi, except for wine, then instead of saying what you should have said, Bari Pihoi. The Chachami made a special Chachami Brocha that you say Bari Pihoi. So the Gemara quotes, what's the din Taka on olive oil? And olive oil like what the Brocha should have been on wine, the Haino Bari Pihoi. So that's what the Gemara quotes on the page. Amar Avira Meshmur Bechid Amar Vitzchol Amar Yer Shem Azayit Mugam Olo Bari Pihoi. That's what we were learning that last week on Lam and Ham. It's about 20 lines from the bottom. The Gemara wants to know if these two are the exceptions, the Mashkim Ayotzim and Azeitim and Anovim are the exception, that the bracha really should have been Bari Pihoi. But they made an exception to the rule on wine, special chashidus that it's Bari Pihoi. The Gemara wants to know why didn't they make such a special bracha And Shemen Zayit also has a Gemara Zayit Hashiva, Shemen Zayit. You'll say that they had no way to formulate a Nusach of a Bracha. The Gemara says, why not? Bari Pri, Eitz HaZayin. Why not? That's why they have Bari Pri. Habrofen, Bari Pri Habrofen refers to the fruit feeling. Bari Pri Habrofen, Habrofen means the vine. It doesn't mean Pri HaGrape. That's not, because Habrofen didn't make that. The Bari Pri Habrofen means Hashem Yisbarach make grapes grow on a vine, and that's the bracha that we say on the wine. He could have said Bari Pri, Eitz HaZayin. But can I say because he cannot formulate a Nusach Habrofen? Moses, no, the reason must be that there's a special hashivas for wine. The wine is filling. Wine is zayin, it's filling, and shemen zayis is not filling at all. So the Gemara says, it's not true. The Mishnah that says that all foods in the world are nutritious, and they're all filling to a certain degree. So the Gemara says, no, the answer must be, Ella Zabdi Gemara. Kamasai and Ishkalosai means that what? That all foods in the world are nutritious and they're filling to a certain degree. Mashiach came wine, wine is very filling. Wine is even more filling than other foods. So that's why wine has a special hashivah, and therefore they made a takanas broth. Break the Gemara cannot be. The Chamra, Misai, that's what we got up to last week. Now the Chamra, Soi, the Ishkalosai. So Rashi says on the word Soi, what does Soi mean? The same as Zion, but it's more. The Pasha Saini Mazen. Mazen means that it's a little bit filling. Soi means that it's very filling. Break the Gemara, Chamra, Misai, is that true in the Seer? That wine is so filling. I on Erev Pesach, there is a din that one has to be careful what he eats on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, in the morning also, in order that he should be able to eat Korban Pesach L'Teyov, and in order that he should eat the Matzah L'Teyov, and on the Erev Pesach, you have to be careful, so the Gemara, but Rabbah HaRishot Yicham HaKom Al Yom HaDepitcha, Rabbah used to bedavka drink wine, he went out of his way, to bedavka drink wine on Erev Pesach, in order that he should, as an appetizer, in order to develop an appetite, in order that he should eat the matzah monotheos. So you see, kecha the nigger in libe, in order that he should serve as an appetizer, he should draw his heart, the necha matzah tzei, he should eat more matzah.
Why
is
he
getting
any more matzah? What's the shear?
He should eat the matzah. I don't know. The Gemara is going to explain. Enter the Gemara. So this is a contradiction. We just said before that wine is more filling than all other things. That's why it has a special problem. Wine is more filling than other things. Thank the Gemara. So how come Rabbi Bedavki went out of his way? Well, your Rabbi didn't drink wine so much. And there it says, Bedavki, he drank wine in order that it should serve as an appetizer. That it should not fill him. And for the Gemara, it depends whether you have a lot or a little. Tuva, Gorer, if you drink a lot of wine, then it serves as an appetizer. But if you only have quarts, if you just have a little bit, then it's good. Very strange.
The other way around. The more you drink, the more
it's... Yeah, yeah. The Tzitzit says, from this Gemara, what do you see? The last page is on Laman Hanaday. You see from this Gemara that you have to be careful on their face are not to eat things. Some people are saying, no, the Mishnah says in something that they're not allowed to eat a meal. And their face is after a certain time. No, you're not allowed to eat a meal. So they'll say, nibble of nash, the nash ahin, the nash ahin, not so much a whole day. They'll have candy and a little piece of cake, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And they'll be full the whole day, they'll be hungry at all. So that's against our law. A person has to be careful what he eats or what he drinks on their face off, that he should eat the matzah of the oven.
That he should
But that's not what the Gemara gives. One thing that's different explanation. Gemara says that if you drink a lot of wine, that it should be served as an appetizer. That it should become very hungry.
You said that you drink a lot of wine,
Gemara asks from the Metzius that you see that wine is not so filling. Gemara gives some kind of a hedge with it. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is. Then Gemara asks from Apostle, how can you say that wine is more filling than other macholim? I've observed you have a process that makes a contrast between wine and bread. The yag is samach lavenosh lahav, the lechem lavenosh venosh yisos. So the mashmoyos of the pasuk is that there's a contrast. Now, hamahudis soy, only bread is filling to the extent of yisoy. Yisoy means very filling. Most of the zayin and hamahudis soy, even the mashmoyos of the pasuk, the wine is not filling. Most is not true. What the pasuk means to make a contrast is the wine has two milas, whereas bread only has one mila. Wine is both very filling, and it puts you in a good mood, in a happy mood, and bread only has one mila. Elazazi manay. Chamez, they currently have the two milas, soy, dun, samer. But the hama bread is only mitzvah, soy, simucha, dun, samer. Chuck, the buzz light, what is Mark giving this whole explanation for? They want to explain...
Why wine is different than olive oil.
Why only on wine? The Chachamim instituted a special tachanis bracha. Why didn't they make a special bracha on olive oil? How come olive oil remains only very pre-hoy? But they gave it some kind of a chashid. It's not healthy. Yeah, the Gemara is going to discuss it soon. But how is he eating the olive oil? They just drink olive oil. Yeah. I don't know. If what we just ascertained is correct, the wine is not only mitameh, but it also is very filling. Greg the Gemara in the Baruch Alei, Shalmish Bracha, so why don't you have to bench Birchas Hamazon at the end of the meal? The strange kasha, the Pasuk says, Eretz Yisrael is kin of Tuchah, Balechem, and Halzim Tzot, and Rakhah, Tashon, and Rakhah, that the Birchas Hamazon there is only a lechem. The wine is not lechem. What's the kasha? Somehow the Gemara Pashtanim, and whatever is very filling, you have to bench Birchas Hamazon. What does the person eat? A lot of potatoes and he's all full? I don't know. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva sheet is that you bench on whatever fills you, but we don't accept Rabbi Akiva sheet for the Eved. If the person has a whole meal and he benches even the Eved, he's not there to. That's what they have a bunch of questions to them. You're not even here for the Eved. The other sheet is all Shiva Samina because of the way you read the Pesukim. As all Shiva Tamidim, then it says, the half of the blood of Rachel, Shalom, Kevin, goes on everything. But to say that Shalosh Brachas, it's a very strange kasha, to say that right in Matthew Zohan, it's very modern. To say that Shalosh Brachas, the benching, the thing that you have to recite with Samozin, is the yuchat, to something which is story, which is very filling, echa teisa. Why do the Gemara think that that's even a kasha? It's heresy, the part of only says the foolish. Lechem? Achrayim have a lot of trouble with the kasha. The kasha is very shver. But the answer to this kasha, we would have said there's no kasha at all. I don't understand. The answer to the kasha, the Gemara says, the answer is that enoch and ami, if you'll drink a little bit of wine, it'll be very filling. But like kavi inches to the side of ilavi, that's not the normal kviya sudha. I have to say it's not the normal kviya sudha. People want to fill themselves, and the normal minigarlan is that they eat bread. You don't have a normal person wants to become more full, so he'll take a little bit of wine. That's not the normal accepted way to fill oneself. That's not a clear suit.
Maybe because we say from the Zionists, if you're kaveyam the Zionists, you make a meal out of the Zionists, then you have to bench.
Yeah.
And the Zionists otherwise, if you're not kaveyam, you make a main shalosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since Geffen has the same status as the Zionists.
But that halacha only applies if the thing is tasa ben kisna. We said all the time, let's say you eat wheat eater. Or something like that, you have spaghetti. You can eat all these parts with a ton of spaghetti, and it's never going to become hamaiti, it's never going to bench, and it's never going to be until it's your diet. Is it just a barley soup? Barley soup full of barley, so it's always going to be burning in the desert. Now, Lachis says, if you have pot, well, the kitchen that you have, has a turitan in the hama, has a turita pot, it is a turita pot, and you're not the shkalan taking cookies, and these kind of things, not the shkalan. It has a turita pot, but it's pasta for the kids. And the dinner for Prussia's palace, let's say someone's making wheatina, someone's making spaghetti. So the pasta says that there's no thing about Prussia's palace. We'll get later, straight to places. But the pasta says there's no thing about Prussia's palace, it has no syrup at all. It's not called lechem. The Paul Kumi says, what about how can we lechem hard? It's only when you eat lechem. If it doesn't have a shame lechem, there's no thing about Prussia's palace. But again, the Hamaiti, the Deva Allah says there are two kinds of pasta, there are two kinds of lechem. Lechem and pasta are the same thing. There's pasta goma, and then there's pasta for the kids. Sometimes, whatever is pas goma, whatever is real bread, it's always in silver and diamond, it's always on lichen, it's always benching. Whatever is pas above the kishnin, it is a pas, but the nature of the pas is such that it's usually eaten as an ash. Depending on what it depends. If you're kaveh sudan, then it has the status of lechem goma. If you're not kaveh sudan, then it's burning in the vent. But if you have something that's in gas, then that's pas. then it's never going to become Birchas HaMazon. You eat all the wheatina you want. It's not going to become Birchas HaMazon. So what did Mari ask over here? He's Kaveh, Suzan Yayin, and he really filled himself up on it, let him say Birchas HaMazon. The Akhrenim matters up. They don't really come up with a good explanation of the Gemara's kasha. But the answer to this kasha, the Gemara gives a strange answer. Of the Gemara, it's not the normal way to be Kaveh Suzan. Greg the Gemara, what will be if somebody will be Kaveh Suzan? Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchok the Rav, what will be Kaveh Ilavi Suzan say? My? Well, someone has a minik. That's what he does all the time. Whenever he's hungry, instead of sitting down and eating a sandwich or having bread, he sits down and has a little bit of wine. He's going to drink a lot of wine, that's going to make him hungry. Gemara says that's going to the nigre lo mi beit fei. But if he has a little bit of wine, not too much, that will be silly. So what's going to be? That's the way he always does. He's always Kaveh. And for the Gemara, Amalei, the Rabbi answers, if Shiyad or Eliyahu, Eliyahu and Rav Shviusa, if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us the Matthias, Eliyahu Navi doesn't pass in any Shad. The Mishnah says in the end of it, Ein Eliyahu Tavla, the Tamiv, the Tahir, Eliyahu Navi is not going to pass in Shad. When the Mishnah says in Bavan Tzigi, Hein Gunach HaShiyad Eliyahu, if you find an Aved and you don't know who it belongs to, but if you hold the Tila Eliyahu Navi comes, because Eliyahu Navi will tell you the Matthias, so who is the owner? He can tell you, Baruch HaKadosh, of Inavu, who the Bala Aved is. But Eliyahu Navi is not going to be consulted to Paskin and Rishon. That's what they have prejudice against. Some Rishonim have, right, they used to say, the Teiku is the Rosh Hashanah, the Tishbi Yitaris Kushis Gabbai. The Tishbi is Eliyahu Atishbi. Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Atishbi is going to answer, he's going to Paskin and Rishon. Eliyahu Navi, the Mishnah says, not going to Paskin anything. Not going to Paskin and Rishon. Nech HaTeisu, why should you tell Eliyahu Navi is going to Paskin? Because then Eliyahu Navi. It says, after Eliyahu, the Gemara says in Yuma, in the first paragraph of Yuma, on Dabbah, so, when Eliyahu Navi will come, and they'll do three foundations, we'll have Moshe the Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, so we'll consult Moshe Rabbeinu. But Eliyahu Navi, it's Mecha Tetzah. So over here, the Rishonim, some Rishonim write like that. And the Malamdim used to say that Teiku is a Rosh Hashanah, Tish B'Yitarei, Kedush HaZavai. But it's really not accurate at all. It can't be, because the Gemara never had Teiku after a Kasha. The Gemara has after an Ibayah. Ibayah means they raise the question, what's the deal in a certain case? And a lot of times when they don't have an answer, so they'll say Teiku. Teiku is an Aramaic word that means Anichim, Yei Mila. The Shaila remains a Shaila. We leave it as a Shaila.
Also, it's an Aramaic word.
It's an Aramaic word. It's not a Rosh Hashanah at all. Teiku is an Aramaic word that says that we leave it. Menichim is Hashemah. We leave the Shaila as a Shaila. We don't have any solution. Because Teiku cannot mean Tishbi Yitarek Kushis. The Gemara never has the word Teiku after a Kash. Never. The Bishkarav used to say, Rav Lakodesh used to say that the reason why the Malamdim used to always teach that this Pasha Rashi Tevis, that Teiku is a Rashi Tevis, Tishbi Yitarek Kushis Rabbi, is just to instill within the minds of the Talmidim, the Amunim Bias HaMashiach. That the Shia have on their lips that Eliyahu Navi is going to come someday, Mashiach is going to come. Okay. You have to have a Munah in Bias Eliyahu Navi, Bias HaMashiach. Otherwise, it says in the Deen, says, In an Echshaleach Malach, In an Echshaleach, It's Eliyahu Navi with me, by Yom HaShem HaGol Lanel. It's the same, Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach. So we have to be Mechazi Zere Munah, but that's not what the word Teiku means. Here the Gemara is saying, if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us that this is a normal thing, Eliyahu Navi has no money to tell us Ruach HaKadosh or Berevua facts. Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us that this is an acceptable thing. This is called a Kriyas Suda. No, hesitate that we consider the possibility of benching Birchas HaMazon, the whole benching, after having a little bit of wine that fills you up. Abba Kozman, Eliyahu Navi didn't come. We assume that Bunkwazai did so come on. We assume that if you are such a person who, whenever he gets hungry, he wants to fill himself by having a little bit of wine, as opposed to a lot of wine, having a sandwich or something else, he has a little bit of wine. We assume that that's not normal, Buffalo Dice says, Esau Kaladam, and that's not called a Kriya Suda. Like you said, why did the Gemara assume, both in the Kasha and the Teretz, that benching has a Shaykhus with Kriya Suda? Benching is a Shaykhus with Lechem, says in Pasa, by Mahofa. It says, Eretz Shalom is Kenneth Sefer Balechem, and Chazam is Rotter Yachter, so Hashem Rokhem. Same Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses that chidush that we just said before. For the Mishnah, you can even attack the Bible and the Mishnah have been here. The Mishnah says that in all foods you recite the bracha bar to your egg, except for wine. That instead of saying bar to your egg, you have a fancy bracha that you say bar a, free ha bracha. Vice versa, that Amashkin ha-yekim and ha-zeitim and ha-zeitim, the bracha should have been bar a free way. So on Anovim, on wine, they made a fancy bracha. But on grapes, it remains like that, but on an olive oil, remains, that the correct water should be for your creation. So the more wants to know, what's the hypotensis? A person has a bottle of olive oil and he starts drinking it out, so he says Bar Pihoi before he's about to drink it. The more says the din is not true. The more called Gufa, they're quoting back the memory that we quoted before. Yes. Well, a lot of times we'll quote something, and then later on, in the middle of the discussion, then they want to pick up the theme again, so sometimes they'll say Gufa, sometimes they'll say Omamar. Omamar or Gufa. Shaila whether there's any difference between Gufa and Omamar. The Yad Malachi has an Einfall. He wants to say that Omamar is more respectful than Gufa. Omamar. The Kavadik is Hanukkah, said before, and Gufa is less respectful. That he says he checked two shots and he thinks that the klal is that whatever it's a Mishnah or a Brisa, whatever it's Tanoim, that you want to refer back to, then you say Omamar. Here it's only a member of an Amar, Amar Avila Meshmul, it's a member.
You say
Omamar,
you don't mention the Tana of Amar's name. When you say Gufi, you mention the name.
No.
Whatever.
Omamar
also says the name?
Yeah, Omamar, you quote the whole thing that you quoted before. But it's just a motion that he introduced. You're quoting what you had already quoted before. So the Yad Malachi tries to come up with such an answer. Like Gufa in our Gemara, the Gufa means when you're quoting again a member of an Amara. Yeah. Whenever you're quoting a Tana, then you say Omamar. But then he gets stuck, he has a few Gemaras, and he says it's not exactly as you have, and he has a few exceptions as well. If you look through Shas, there are more exceptions, so it's like 50-50 exceptions to the rule. 50% of the time there's an exception to it, there's no rule. Let's say over here. The more before I already quoted. Omer Rav Yud Amr Shmuel, the Chayim Amr Rav Yud Amr Shmuel.
The whole
member. And Omer Mar means the tiny part. Oh, yeah. But usually it doesn't. Both of them mean the same thing. He's just quoting, you're referring back to something that was quoted before. They say, whenever it says Gufa, this is the Ika Makar. Whenever it's Omamar, means that the Ika Makar is really somewhere else.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got to check through again. Shots. Got to learn shots again to see
it. It works out.
So the more quotes again than them. Amar Abin Amashmur B'chein Amin from Rabbi Yechon on Shem and Zai is the correct bracha is Bar Pihoi. And the halakha is in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says that wine is an exception to the rule. That instead of saying Bar Pihoi, it says Bar Pihoi. And it's not for the special hashiv, it's for the bracha, that it's the Sameach, and this is Tzoy, and maybe Zai. And I would put the Zach, and it would have been Bar Pihoi. So by Shem and Zai, it remains like that. Greg, the Gemara Hezi Gavi. In what case did Rabbi Yechon and Amashmur come up with this Einfall that the correct bracha on olive oil is very frequent. If I should say that the case that we're talking about, the Koshati Lei Mishni takes a bottle of oil and just drinks it like that. Greg, the Gemara that cannot be. It's unhealthy. The Gemara says that clearly will not be the correct drug. If something is unhealthy, it clearly does not say Bari Frequent. So what is the din? I'm sure that once it sits in drink, that's the shot. The Rashi has a machlokes with the Rambam on this Gemara. What's life on life? The Gemara says, if you drink a bottle of Shem and Zayis, it's unhealthy, and therefore you do not say Bari Pihoi. So what is the din? The Rashi says you don't say any bracha at all, because the whole bracha, the bracha is only takkona de Rabbonu. Bracha Tanen is only takkona de Rabbonu. Because the Bracha Rabbonu came to write the tikkun, it's timely after some din de Raisa. What is the din de Raisa? It's timely after Bracha Tanen. Bracha Tanen is that Bracha Tanen has to do with food, Bracha Shalachareh. It has to do with eating food. And there it says, the achalos of the Savat of the Rachdor, the Rechachim, and if it's a Zikim Azik, the word the achalos of Tashmish is Tarai. It's not called Achim, it's called Derech Ezik. That's what Rashi writes. So Zikim Azik with Gufa is unhealthy for the body. They do Achim, which is through the prophet. It is Achim. Let's say you have Shem and Zayis, that's Orlo. Or you have Shem and Zayis, that's Truma. Truma, Dikah, Shem and Zayis, and I'm a Zar. I'm not a Koyim.
and I'll drink it. So they'll give me malchus. They'll give me hafjaran and benzo. They'll give me malchus for drinking the arva. And they'll give me malchus for eating the truma. You're not going to say that it's not called achila. It is achila. Rashi says this is not achila, that's mechayva broka. That's what it means. Ain't achila shetuna broka. How do you know? They've got to be broka. Your chalsuk is, it says your chalsuk is about the verata of Hashem. Careful. It's a different kind of
Akhila.
Rambam
says you have to make a
bracha. Rashi learned Shatan in the Gemara when he drink a bottle of seven guys and it's unhealthy.
No
bracha at all. But they children do all kinds of crazy things. They'll eat a bar of margarine, they'll eat a ton of ice cream, whatever. If the kid wants to drink a bottle of seven guys, so what bracha should you tell the Shatan to say? The Rashi tells Shatan to say no bracha because it's unhealthy. And the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and he says no. You shouldn't be allowed to drink. And Achrani shouldn't drink. He says that he's not going to listen to us. We're going to tell him that. So the Shaila is just interested in the religious things, not interested in
that. That applies also to medication too,
huh? Medication is unhealthy.
That's
the Rambam holds. Whenever something is shalom, then the Gemara has way that he eats something that's an abnormal thing to eat, then the drop is going to be sharp. And that was normal. Okay. Well, that's going to be shahakal anyway. Yeah. Okay. Tell the world what they taste awful. They taste awful. Yes, but that's no problem. That's the one that has an next stop. That if you eat medication, it will taste good if it has sugar added or has flavoring added. And they have brought on the flavoring. But if it has no flavoring and it tastes awful, then it shows for the mother that you don't see any broth at all. They cut an egg up. But let's say you have shen and dagin, it is tasty. It does taste good. And it's not unhealthy. So then about you say broth, a shock. But here the Gemara says that if you drink the shen and dagin and it's unhealthy, so for sure you don't say very pre-hurt. The Rashi says, therefore, this leads us to say that you don't say broth at all. Ain't broth is just in a broth. And the Rambam learns that it's shalei kedar ha'chilas if it's mazik. Whenever you shalei kedar ha'chilas, the bracha will always be shah.
What should you get on
to
the
bunny shalei
kedar ha'chilas?
Yeah, but you want to say like Rashi, you love me, Tameh. But the hemshech of the Gemara is not going to fit in. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings a raya. Zuki mazik lei, let's see, the Tanya we have a successor, we'll see, maybe that's it. The Tanya we have a successor that has a din, Hashem, Hashem, and Shulma may only be eaten by Kohanim, or Eishes Kohen, or Eved Kohen. Or Eved Kohen. If you're a Zahar, you're not a Kohen, then you're not permitted to eat Shulma. So what's the din if a Zahar eats Shulma? It's Eivah Lav. Because Zahar Eichel Kodesh is Eivah Lav, he's like it. So the Bryce that says in a successor, Hashem, Hashem, and Shul Shulma, Mishalem is Akeren, the Ein, and Mishalem is Akhenish. If you have a Zashal HaTrumah, the Shoygeg, Zashal HaTrumah, the Mezin, is like it. Whether he eats Trumah, he drinks it, let's say, Yayin Shal Trumah, he drinks it, then he gets Malchus. If he eats the bread that's made, the cookies made from Trumah, he's going to get Malchus. And what happens if he ate it, the Shoygeg? Well, if the Zari is the Trumah, the Shoygeg, so then the Chumash, he doesn't get any Malchus, and the Chumash says he has to give Karen the Chumash. And what he gives, not, he doesn't make out a check, he doesn't give money, he has to give double haravi, he has to give, if he ate potatoes, he gives potatoes, if he ate tomatoes, he gives tomatoes, if he ate wine, if the non-Kohen ate wine, he shows him, so he gives wine to the Kohen, wine shall cool it, and it turns into truma. Hashlima truma, not in truma. So the Tosefta says, what happens if, by mistake, the Shoygei, the non-Kohen and the Zahar drink shemesh of truma, there's only the Shalom and Zakar, and he's on Ganap, he's on Mazik. He has no right to drink the shem. He's stealing from the shade of Kuna. He's stealing from a particular coin. If he had already given to a coin, and it's a private ownership, it's the bagless of purchases of that coin, either your mazik or your gazlon for that particular coin. And if, let's say, the farmer had this shem and shokum around the house, and he didn't give it to the coin yet, who does it belong to before you give it to a particular coin? Belongs to the shade of Kuna. So if I mistake the farmer ate it, but then he's going off in the general Shevet Kuna. He should give to the Shevet Kuna. And when he ends up Kuna, that's a whole discussion. In the end, the last part of the Kuna, Perek Hazor of Hayam HaKeva. The Gemara discusses there, what's the din of a Mazik Matnes Kuna before you gave it to the particular coin? You have to pay or not? The Pashtus is, you have to pay to the Shevet coin you want. The Gemara has a shot about that. So in this case, Hashreit Hashem, Shal Kuna, is only Mishalem HaSakam, and Mishalem HaSakam, why doesn't he have to pay Kodesh? Normally, if a Zar shows up sooner, the Shege has to give care of the Chaimish. So the reason why, Rashi quotes, the reason for that step is because the Pasuk says, Ish ki yechal, kodish bishgol, bav yachal chamashi sohalav, Ish ki yechal, prat lemazi. The Gemara has a drasha, Ish ki yechal, prat lemazi. So the Gemara meant to say that just like we have a drasha, Ish ki yechal, prat, Rashi understood the Tushna of the Tanya. The Gemara says, Azukim, how to play the Tanya. And just like you have a drasha on the Pasuk, Ish ki yechal, kodish bishgol, bav yachal chamashi sohalav, ki yechal, prat lemazi. So too here we have a similar lashon of Pasuk that says, the Yochalta v'tovata, as we say, Eretz Yisholev in Kenneth, Tochal Bo Lechem, Tochal, V'yochalta v'tovata v'yachas Hashem Kef, as Achila, Tochal v'yochalta. So here we also darshan the Yochalta v'lachat l'mazik, that if you eat, there is mazik that's not included in the Pashto Sapot. The other, Finigea, to the ether of eating a person eats Tevel, and the Tevel happens to be Shemesh Shol Truma. Or a Zar eats Shemesh Shol Truma Benezes. So when he gets to the love of eating Truma, when he gets to the love of eating Tevel, when he gets to the love of eating Orla, then you don't dash into your Chatzal Mazik. He's the Eretz. So he's Chai Malkus. What about Kiyas Mazikim? It's not called Achila. Achila Zarat Mazik is also called Achila. But that can eat two cases. Rashi holds that it's Nikan Mehayom. It makes more sense to dash into your Chatzal Mazik. The negea to achilas truma the shaking that you have to give care and the chaimesh. So the Gemara that right there understands that it should be kiyochel prat l'mazik. Because what after he ate the shaking he didn't need it for mazik. So why did he need this kind of a kapara? Because the Gemara understands the tanaim ansur because he was mivatlas and mitzvatlas. So the ditzel mitzvatlas was if you ate the truma, if you the zar ate the truma the way the chayim should have eaten the truma. If the Kohen would have eaten the Truma normally, came to Tzvasa, he would have said a bracha, in addition to the Birchas Hanehem that he said. And if you are not a Kohen, you ate it the way the Kohen should have eaten it, and you are not a Kohen, so you are Mavaklis in the Tzvasa, so then the Torah says that you need a Kapur and you have to give Karim Machanish. But if you ate it in such a mutter way that the Kohen wasn't supposed to eat it, when you give Shemesh Shol Truma to the Kohen, let's say you give Yayin Shol Truma to the Kohen. So the Kohen decides he wants to take a bath in the Yayin Shol Truma. So the Rambam quotes in the Mishnah, he's not allowed to. What's the Kohen supposed to use Shemesh Shol Truma for? He's supposed to use it on his salad as a salad dressing. Cook with it. Make the soup, cook it in the flesh and the fish. Smear it on the body. What did the Kohen decide? He's going to drink the Shemesh Shol Truma. So the Rambam quotes in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to. The mitzvah of Achimas Truma, Yeah Kohen, the mitzvah is, Lechol Domish Adarko, Lechol Lishtas Domish Adarko, Lishtas Lossos Domish Adarko Lossos. There are three ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma. The Yitam the mitzvah is Achilu Shti and Tiche, and each thing should be done the normal way. If you have, let's say, cookies, you made bread, Shal Truma, and the Kohen decides he wants to rub it on his skin. So that's Yitam the mitzvah. That's a violation of the Shvarat Truma. So he's wasting this Ibud that's tested at Truma. When is the Kohen of fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shal Truma, and when is it Ibud at Truma? When he uses the truma for the normal instances, whatever is dark or lechel he's supposed to eat, whatever is dark or lotto he's supposed to shmir, whatever is dark or mishnas he's supposed to drink. But the halacha says that if a zar consumes truma in such a way that the kohen would have fulfilled the mitzvah, and I'm not a kohen, I'm not fulfilling any mitzvah, so it's a bitula mitzvah, and then I need a kapara, I have to give kalachas. Let's say the moshul, the Gemara says in the last parak in Yumer, that if you eat a zar she'ochal truma, achila gasa, if he eats achila gasa, so he's not chayav karam chayish. The Gemara has two members in the last parak in Yuma. The Gemara says, one who eats on Yom Kippur achila gasa is not chayav karam, because it says he needs an asha sech, so that's not a violation of Yuma.
But after you get the gasa, it's very
strong. Well, that's what the Rishonim answer kasha. It says, that he ate so much by the Suda HaMafsek, it's an Arabian Kippur, that whatever he's going to eat on Yom Kippur is going to be right away in Achila Gaza. So his initial Achila Yom Kippur was on Achila Gaza. Right. So the Gemara has two members. One member, but one who eats Achila Gaza on Yom Kippur is not Chayv Koris, because it says they eat it. And the other member is that Azar Shachal Trumo, Derek Achila Gaza, is not Chayv Kermachan. So Taisus understands, Taisus the human, Taisus himself, and Taisus the Bama understands that this is in a Nozira Taisus. This is in a Kalatera Kula. That Achila Gasa Lashma Achila Kalatera Kula. So that's what Taisus discusses. One who eats a Korban Pesach Achila Gasa, Taisus will govern, you're not taking the Mitzvah Korban Pesach. One who eats Matzah Achila Gasa, You have to get a sheikh hamatzah to say oven that's eat with a gishmak, that's the hidamid. And what happens if he ate on air Pesach, so when he ate hamatzah lel Pesach, it's not with the oven, so it's not a hidamid, but he still eats the mitzvah. What if he stuffs himself so much on air Pesach that he cuts the designer, whatever he eats on lel Pesach, he's getting nauseous from eating it. So then Pesach is machanic and it's not yet at all. So that Gemara in the last parak in Yuma that says that a dashoch, a truma, a shoyke, a he's not Chayez Terem HaChaymesh, and on Yom Kippur, Din Achil HaGatza, he's not Chayez Kars, it's not only a Din and Yisu. The Din of Kol HaTor comes to universal Din. Whatever is Achil HaGatza is Lashem Achil. And from the Rambam, the Achreinim want to say, not so the Karara points that. So let's go to make the same view. The Rambam never writes that it's a universal Din. The Rambam writes, it's the Rambam quotes it by Yom Kippur, and the Rambam quotes it by Truma. Right side is only by Yisu. And Hasvara not saying it's from the Gemara like that is Mashma, not like that. Because the Gemara, there's two different memories, two different Amorot. One says on Yom Kippur because it's not a violation of Inisa. What kind of, if I'm hungry, I'm starving on Yom Kippur and I eat, and I have Anora, so that's a violation of Inisa. I'm supposed to finding myself, I'm supposed to suffer a little bit. But if he ate so much on Erev Yom Kippur, then when he starts to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, he's getting nauseous. So that's a violation of Inisa. How is that? So the Gemara thinks that it's a special local thing is Erev Yom Kippur. Then by Truman also seems to be a special local din in Hilchos Truman. That's how the Kevanar is not there. The end of it's the Kevanar on Nazir, in the middle of Nazir. Commenting on the more or less parity. Why by Zar Shachal Truman Vishege? Because the Zar Shachal Truman Vishege has to have a kapara by giving Karen the Chaymesh. He has to give the Chaymesh. The Karen he gives because it's Ger Vashay. If he's not either Ger Lamaz, he's not. So the Karen is a Dokosh. But the fact that he has to give the Karen with potatoes, he has to give it with bread, he has to give it one double haroidi as Kredish, that's already for kapara purposes. The fact that he has to give the Kredish, that's for kapara purposes. The Gemara Shabbos makes such a mashal. The Gemara says that one who does an Aver, the Shagig, that if he would have done the Aver, it's amazing that he would have been Chayv Karei. But if he does such an Aver, the Shagig, he's Chayv Chatos. So the Gemara says, Kredish is to meet the B'dei Shamayim, what Chatos is to Kredish. So just like Chatos, the Shogeg is the Mechaper for an Avera which Zonosh Korei, so Chaymish, so that is Chaymish is the Mechaper for an Avera, the Shogeg which is done the Nezit, would have been Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara here in Yuma says that when does the Zasha Hashem of the Shogeg need this Kapara of the Dabba Haroili as Kodesh, not just making out a check, not just paying money? When does he have to give Dabba Haroili as Kodesh? When does he have to be Moshe Chaymish for the purposes of Kapara? That's only if he did the Achiva Hashumah, if he did the Shili Hashumah, and Kidera, if the same way the Kohen is fulfilling the Mitzvot Shal Hashumah, Dabba Shadaka Lechol, Dabba Shadaka Lasov, Dabba Shadaka Lishtas, and the Kohen does it the normal way, so if the Zar does it in the normal way, then it, let's say the Zar will shmear the wine on his body. If the Zar is Tach Shemesh Shal Shumah, he's Chayv Karei Chaymish, that's what the Brisa says. It says Karim HaKadosh, he may not necessarily get Malkus. The Rishonim says it's not like that. But Azar eats Truma. Azar eats Truma the Nezid. He gets Malkus. Azar Echel Kadosh, Azar Ben Olam, he gets Malkus. What if the Azar will take Shemesh Shal Truma and smear it on his body? Exactly what the Kohen is supposed to do. I give Shemesh Shal Truma to the Kohen. What is he supposed to do with it? Is he supposed to smear it on his body or use it in cooking or use it as a salad dressing? So let's say the Tsar will take Shemesh Shal Truma and he won't use it as a salad dressing and eat it. He'll smear it on his body. He'll do exactly what the Kohen is supposed to do. In his blessing, the Tsar will smear it. So the Yishalmi in Truma seems to say that he will not get involved because the love. Chozai le'echad kodesh only goes on achila. Achila shtiyah. Shtiyah is bechalal achila. Yichet says only in the Rabbanah. Mark says one of the Chamishinuim on Yom Kippur is if you shmear on the body. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Chamishinuim are only the Rabbanon. It's only not Slachim with the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says the Lila Patandal is with the Rabbanon. Tashu Shalita is with the Rabbanon. Rechit is with the Rabbanon. But if Shticha Kishtia, Rachid Shticha is the Raisa. The Shticha Kishtia should be the Raisa. Rabbeinu Tam says no, the whole Shticha Kishtia story is only not Slachim with the Rabbanon. It doesn't really mean Shticha Kishtia. It's with the Rabbanon, it's not Slachim with the Rabbanon. So why does the din say that Azar Shoch al Shuma, Azar the Stach, Shemesh al Shuma, Mishalm Sakern, it's only the Rabbanon? No, Tanoim have a drosha for that. That's a din deraita. But the answer is, these are two different issues. If it's Karab explaining this, these are two different shaylas. One shayla is,
a zar who violated the law of Ishti. Chazal Echo Kodesh goes on Shuvah. Chazal Echo Kodesh, so the zar gets lost because that law is only violated if you do achila. And Shtir, the Chalal Achila, you either eat or drink Shuvah, and you are not a Kohen. If you eat or drink Shuvah, then they give you a mouth. But this is a zar shachal Shuvah b'shegeh. It's a shalom kerem ha-kodesh. That's not because you violated that law. That's because you did bitul mitzvot by shalat truma. The kohen was supposed to eat davishad akalechal and drink davishad akalish to himself davishad akalotu. So if a zar consumes the truma in the same way the kohen was supposed to consume his mitzvot, and he does the bitul mitzvot. That's the avera that the it's not. That's the avera that requires the kapara of kerem ha-kodesh for the davar ha-raim yitzvot. It's not so much the love of a chazal and a chayyid. It has nothing to do with that love. You can add a hechatim to a desire is a violation of the love. Let's say, yeh rachil agadra. The mazes. He will be chayyid malchus. He is a violation of the love. And he won't be chayyid karen v'chayyidish with a double rhyme of chayyidish. Or chayyid karen. Because of gezel, because of not, he won't be chayyid karen v'chayyidish. Because he didn't do mitzvah mitzvah, because the chayyid is not supposed to eat a rachil agadra. And here you have a case when he does sikha, he's not in violation of the law. If we'll do Sikha, the Yishalim says, they will like it. He's not in violation of the law, because I lay on his Kurdish, and still he did the people in the Kurdish, the Shalashun, because the Kohen is supposed to do the Sikha Kishtir. So if the Zahar will do the Sikha Kishtir, he will be Chayt, Karen the Kurdish. That's what the Biskurab quotes on Yishalim, because these are two different, the Rambam also like that, these are two different issues. The one issue is, what's included in Achilah? The Sikha Kishtir is not included in Achilah. When is one in violation of the law that has in the Chumash Vayikra, in the middle of Vayikra, the Chazal Ayechu Kodesh. The Chazal Ayechu Kodesh. It could even be in the Achil Agadza, according to the Rambam. But Yicha Na, Yicha Kishti is on the Rambam. And then again, the Kerem HaKadosh, it's a different clause.
What would be the sin if he gives the Behemoth? I guess
the Behemoth coin or Behemoth Zahar? Behemoth Zahar. That's the Zitul Mitzvah coin. It's a Machlaiki from the Rishayim. If you see Truma is Mutabano, Tom Yosef Achil is Mutabano. The place is there, Tekashi, and the first Perik in Sochem, and in Baba Maliki, and different places in Shad.
It's not a
Kohen is permitted to give it, right?
That's right.
But a Zahar is not, you're not permitted to give it to a Behemoth Zahar. The place says, why not? The Truma is Mutabano. But it's not the same. It doesn't mean that I did.
When a crane gets his own animals to feed, he's making a
mitzvah. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not bracha beside. It's not a mitzvah. That's only a hetzer. But bitul mitzvah is in the sense that I should have been the kind of mitzvah with it. I had the opportunity to be the kind of mitzvah, and I had the right to do this. But it's not really a law. It's not really a law.
I gave it to Bahem, so
he's
a
little
mitzvah.
He's going
to give it to the
Kohen.
Wow, we'll give it to the
Kohen.
He could have given it to the
Kohen. The Kohen
would have had a mitzvah.
Here's another thing. Let's say if you have the halacha that it says all over in the Mishnah and the Chumash that you're permitted to give truma to a Behemoth Kohen, does not apply to truma tahora. Only applies to truma tamei. Even truma tamei is also machlokes Rashi and Taisa. Rashi says that you're not, he's just in Sochem, middle of Sochem. Rashi Shita is that whatever is Eimed Lachila Sodom, you're not allowed to feed to the Emma Sochem. It's also big in the Sochem. You're not allowed to feed to the Emma Sochem. So what is not Eimed Lachila Sodom? That you have too much mayo. It's not Eimed Lachila Sodom, it's not allowed to eat that. You may feed to the Emma Sochem. Or if it's Kashim Shotruma. Kashim Shotruma is Azoi. The only kind of fruits or vegetables that Truma is not only what grows in Eretz Yisrael. Grows a good plant in outside the Truma from Eretz Yisrael. What grows in Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean by grows in Eretz Yisrael? All kinds of things grow that are not Roi L'Achila. So the din is not, it has to be Roi L'Achila Sada. If it's not Michael Lord, it's not Chai Truma from Eretz. So Kashinim Shal Truma is like this. Kashinim is some kind of a vegetable which is theoretically Roi L'Achila Sada, but it's very unlikely that any, it's edible, people can eat it,
But it's not oyved lachilasan. It's not normal to feed it to human beings. So because it's theoretically it's roi lachilasan, therefore it's chayiv menat, it's chayiv trumas ha-maitis, it's not a term of the Rabbana, whatever. If you hold that trumas ha-maitis is zomim, then I heard double team, and it's like kashim and zomim the Rabbana. If you hold like those who show them that all terrors are their rights, it's like kashim, will also be their rights. So it's chayiv and trumas ha-maitis because of the fact that theoretically it's roi lachilasan. But you're permitted to feed it to them as koyin, even as tor, because it's not oyved. It's not oyved lachilasan. It's not oyved lachilasan. And if it's nisma, let's say you had the bread of truman, let's say you had wine of truman, regular machal adam, but the wine of the bread was nisma. So that's a machlekes Rashi says. So Rashi says, well, it's no longer oyved lachilasan because it's nisma, so no one is permitted. No one is permitted. The czar is not allowed to eat it because he's not a koyin. The koyin is not allowed to eat it because it's something. So it's not oyved lachilasan. So Rashi says, then you're permitted to feed it to the behemoth koyin. And Taisa says, no. Taisa says, since the thing originally, before it became Nitzma, was then Rachila Sadam, so you're never allowed to feed into Behemoth's coin. The only thing, the only truma you can feed the Behemoth's coin is something like Kashin and Shal Truma, which was never the type of the food, is not in Rachila Sadam. Otherwise, Taisa says it's not permissible.
So what does Taisa do with Truma's
burn it. Taisa says, you must burn it. And then Taisa says, furthermore, Taisa says, the Gemara says in Banu Mazik, "He's ashamed. Shemitzvah listra is kachin shemitzvah. Kach mitzvah listra is truma shemitzvah." So let's say, what do with kachin shemitzvah? It says, "Anoyta goyish destroys." It says, "Tikol anoyta tami the mitzvah to burn." But you're only in the fulfillment of the mitzvah if you burn it. The Taisa says, "The Taisa says, open the rate. He's ashamed. Shemitzvah listra is kachin shemitzvah. Kach mitzvah listra is truma shemitzvah." How can Rashi say you can feed it to the famous coin when you're not the kind of mitzvah to burn it? The mitzvah to burn it. The Taisa disagrees with Rashi. They hold. You're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Truma Tameya if you'll feed it to a behemoth koyin. Mitzvah Zavkit to burn it. And Bechlal, you're not allowed to feed it to behemoth koyin. The only Truma you're allowed to feed to behemoth koyin is Kashinim, which is not really, you can't say it's not very lucky that it wouldn't have any Hakosh and Truma Bechlal. Michael Behem is not Kashin Truma Tameya. It means it's very lucky that it's never really earned that lucky that it's that's not like it's Rashi and Taisa. The Ran explains that, right? The Rashi says a little unclear. The Ran actually explains what they're talking about. No, let's say I gave the truma to the Kohen. He feeds it to my dad. Or he rented. I gave it to the Kohen and the Kohen rented a behemoth from the Zar. The Kohen rented, the Mishnah says that the Kohen rented a behemoth from the Zar, that's not called behemoth's Kohen. That's not called Behemoth, he's not permitted to feed the Behemoth Shuma. So that's the Shaila, why not? That's what I said, that's Hanoah Shal Kiwi. It's a new bit of Hanoah Shal Kiwi. If the Koyin drinks Shemen, what the bit of a Zar is, Shuma is amazed, is Nitzim de Shemai. Let's say a Koyin Tomei eats Truma, Tahira, is also Nitzim de Shemai. What if a Koyin Tahor eats Truma Tameya? There's no Nitzim de Shemai. No, that's a Pasuk. No, the Pasuk that you learn out, that it's prohibited for a Koyin to eat Truma Tameya. It's not a Nitzim de Shemai. Oh, so that's what we explained before. Ozuke Mazik, it's not called an Achila. Some call it Tarakula, it is called an Achila. Let's say Hashem and Zayit of Orla, and I'll eat it. I'll get Malkus. What do I care if it's Ozuke Mazik? I ate it because Zayit or Zayit, I'll get Malkus. Let's say I'm a Zar, and I'll eat Shem and Shalchuma the Nazir. So give me Malkus. Hazal Echel Kurdish, of course they'll give me Malkus. There's only two places where you're Darshi Kiyachot Tarakul Mazik. Because Hathor and Athenis. One is by Broche, Rashi says, and one is by Truman. Azar shall ishki of a Kurdish Kishgog of the Hamishin to Allah. That Azar shall have a Truman of the Shaykh have to give Kerem of Kurdish because of the idea of people with Mustard. But Rashi understands the Kohen is only supposed to eat it in a fashion start of the cow. So if the Kohen is going to eat it in the fashion of a Zuke Mazik, the Kohen is not the time to eat it because the Azar shall have a Shaykh have to give Kerem the Kurdish, Zabar, right there at Kurdish for the Kapara. That's only if he does his achiva in a fashion of people in the slaughter. The people in the slaughter is only if the coins it in the normal way. That's why a local drush. It's not that Kalatar Tulu, but everyone says achiva means start the mazik. It's not true. Only two places Rashi is.
One is by Zashah Hotunu B'Shaydi needs a special kapara. That's only when there's a people in the Slosa. And number two, by Benishing, by Brochi. It says, Be'achal, but it's about the Rasa Tashem Lachecho. The day has far on the Senate, that it doesn't, that's what he says. Far on the Senate, it doesn't make sense to give the Rav Shlomo Shevach when it's a Zuke Mazi. The Rav Shlomo, these are the only two places where you dash from like that, Jericho Prabhu Mazi. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Gorta Yerushalmi, that you permitted to use the Shemen Tomei for Chanukah list. That you permitted to. So Yerushalmi, the Shad, there's a big discussion in that right? Why that so?
They
use Shemen Zah. Not for the Menorah that they come to use for Chanukah. Okay, you can use anything. Yerushalmi says you're allowed to. So that's the Shaila. Why isn't that on Rosh Hashanah? Why isn't that on Rosh Hashanah? So you know, has a long tshuva on this, the pre-Yitzchok, a Yitzchok accessible to it. Yitzchok Plaza has a long tshuva about this, and the pre-Yitzchok, very, very strong tshuva. So he says there is, he starts up, there is a machlokes every shayin, and that's a Mishnah Malach quote, whether this is an Yitzchok Berayit and Yitzchok Berabonon, and also Kilis. The Pashuk Shat Yishalmi is that the whole Yitzchok and also Kilis on the Rabbonon, so the Malka Mitzvah didn't have a grace. That's the simple pshat in this Rambam and this Yishalmi. The Mokka Mitzvah is not Chanukah to another grade. What if you hold that Hanosha Kili is a Nisa Deraita? So then how can you say, right, according to Pesach, it sounds like it's a Nisa Deraita? How can you be Mata? So then it goes into a whole dissertation, because Hablokas Neres Chanukah is a Nisa Mitzvah, so we honest Nisa, so it's not called Hanosha Kili. Kili, but it's not Hanosha Kili. So then it has a whole discussion on that. What do you mean? But you're saving money. If you wouldn't use this, you'd have to go to the store and buy oil. So it costs a few dollars. But saving money is not called Hanosha. So getting back again, what is the din here? If a person, what's the din? We started off, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel both had a memory, they both said the same chiddush is, that just like wine would have been very pre-raised, if not for the fact that he instituted a special bracha about Rabbi Yechanan, but now it's no longer my grace, but Shem and Zayis, it's like those words. It's like the Avnina, that Shem and Zayis is very pre-raised. What's the case? Lema, the Shafalei Mishte, is just drinking a bottle, Shem is right. It's a Chazukei Mazik, you can't pay for it. So what does that mean? The Rashi says that leads you to believe that you don't say any brach at all, because you dash in the plastic here, have a problem Mazik by these two cases. In Kol HaKarkul, there is no such drosha, by eating the Orlo, by eating Tevo, there is no such drosha, only by these two cases. You dash in Kiyach HaPrat Mazik, no brach whatsoever. That's how Rashi learns. We'll see it more later, sounds like Rashi. Next down. The Gemara says, Mal Detema on the third wide line. Avokimcha desire on Lamed Vav HaMed Aleph, the Gemara says, on the third wide line. Avokimcha desire her because of the Kukiyani, very unhealthy, who gets sick, lo la baruch alei, kalal. He would think that there's no bracha at all. Sounds like Rashi, but then the Gemara says, Kamal Shalom, that you do. So what did the Gemara come out? Anyway, so Rashi took from that Gemara, Rashi understood from that Gemara's Havamin, and he holds that to the Maskana, it also remains like that. That when you have a person eat food in a nation that is magic to his body, no bracha is said at all. And the Rambam holds not, the Rambam says there is no such klal. There is a klal later, if you eat food, shalek, there are chachim also. Let's say I eat raw potatoes. Potatoes are burnt for your dhamma. But by mezvah omur, the potatoes are cooked. But who eats raw potatoes? The minute, some places they do eat raw potatoes. But the minute I'm welcome to eat raw potatoes, they're haram, it's going to be burnt for your dhamma. Make a salad, you slice the potatoes. It's a big part of the Adam. But if a person takes a big raw potato and just starts eating a chunk, so that should look at Darach HaKanosu, so the problem will always be shahat. So the Rambam says that the person eats kiyuch or prat l'mazik, if he eats a zuki mazik lay, so that should look at Darach HaKanosu. So that's why it's shahakul. That's why it's shahakul. But it's not a new din that Rashi came up with. There's no problem at all. Kiyuch or prat l'mazik, not at all. I said, according to the Rambam, what did they quote that brisa for? Kiyuch or prat l'mazik? No, they quoted the brisa to prove the fact that Ashrei Seh, Shem, and Shol Truma is a Zuki Mazik. They just quoted the Tosefta
to prove, to establish the fact, not to show that Rashi. Rashi holds they quoted that this test to show that just like over there you dash and so it's over here. It says the chalta is about the mirachta. Eretz Yisraelim is kind of tochal v'alech and he dash in tochal and the chalta in the same way careful pratamazi. The Rambam says no, they didn't quote to show that just like there you dash and here too you dash. They just quoted to demonstrate the fact that drinking Shemen Zayis is abnormal. And whenever you eat or drink anything in an abnormal fashion, the bracha is always knocked out to shachol near the bracha. That's why the Pashtus is, there was a whole discussion in Europe before the Second World War about drinking through a straw. When they said bracha, they drink through a straw. When did they ever drink through a straw? Apparently when they used to go to the mineral, to drink mineral water, they used to bathe in mineral water, they used to drink mineral water. So the mimic was that they used to drink it with a straw. So the Gzaylam in Europe, some of them have shubas about this. As well, the Gemara in Saita, the Chumash says by the Saita, when the husband is questioned that his wife is in Ghana, she takes it to the Beit HaMikdash and she drinks the Maim HaMarim, and says the Hishka HaKoyinah HaRisha, she has to drink the water. So the Gemara has an Ibaidah, like she says, what does she drink through a straw? Dash Kofar, is that Dash Shtivaka, or is it not Dash Shtivaka? So it's a Teiku, so the Rambam quotes it, it's an Ibaidah, like she says, so you're not supposed to do the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Hashkoras HaSaita through a straw. You have to have a drink it directly. So the Zeynum says, Yehi said it's a speck of the demon, it's a sign of five life sheep in the Gemara Saita. So it should have ramifications regarding a bracha. But instead, you shouldn't say Shahakol and then drink through the straw. You should say Shahakol and drink a little bit directly, and then drink the rest of the straw. That's what they say. The Pashtus says that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. First of all, b'zman ha-gemara, you can have a collab, maybe you should look at our shtia. But b'zman ha-zeh, how can you say you should look at our shtia b'zman ha-zeh? Everybody drinks through a straw. So many people drink through a straw. Why should we should look at our shtia? It should certainly be dependent on whatever the minhag ha-mokum is. Let's say eating raw potatoes. If the minhag ha-mokum is that they don't eat raw potatoes, then you eat raw potatoes, you're shahakol. The minhag ha-mokum is that you do eat raw potatoes, let's say carrots. In Europe, nobody ever ate raw carrots, they ate kugel. They eat raw carrots, you say shahakol. In America, all Americans eat raw carrots. Why should you say shahakol? I'm actually writing this too, about the raw carrots, it all depends. Raw apples, or you only eat baked apples, raw apples. It all depends, whatever the minhag ha-din is. So the minhag ha-din certainly is in America that a lot of people drink through a straw. How can you say that it's a possibility of a shalot kedera shtia? And furthermore, even if you hold that it is shalot kedera shtia, I'm saying it's a concept that you drink through a straw, you should look after the other. There's not that if you drink or you eat, you look after you don't say any broth at all. Whatever, if you drink wine through a straw, you can claim, maybe you won't drink blood for your maybe you'll say, look at their steers, they should say, shakal even for. But the Medubah, we're talking about drinking soda. We're talking about drinking mineral water. So the broth is anyway going to be shakal even for. So how can you lower it further? What are you going to say? You don't say a broth at all. They have to no broth at all. Rashi came up with, Rashi has a finish. Whenever it's a zuke mazik, you don't say, but the soda through the straw is not a zuke mazik. The only thing, the maximum chisorn you can say about drinking soda through a straw is that it's shalok edashtir. The shalok edashtir goes down to shakal, but the soda shakal anyway. So what is it going to make it worse if you say shalok edashtir? Samad nechumim. I visited the Baltimore Yeshiva last year, and there he saw it, and he told me, oh yeah, I mentioned this. I saw one of their opponents drinking through a straw, so he said, oh yeah, he told me Rav Ruderman was master that you always have to say shahakol first and then take a sip, like the Gedolim said in Europe. Take a sip and then you drink the rest of the straw. A chapella, the whole thing is a chapella. Maybe the Bible that she's in the Gemara in Saita is only the Nitzvah. And I got also tired. I thought you do say a bracha. Shalom Dashtiya, do say a bracha. The whole thing is that it's still like wine. Shalom Dashtiya, the Gemara says you do say a bracha. It's just that whatever the fanciness of the bracha should be in, it's knocked down to shahakal. But you talk about soda, to begin with, it's only shahakal. The bracha can't shine by. It's not going to get knocked down
to it. Bottles are drinking cans now. That's not possible for Dashtiya. You can put it in class.
Yeah.
So you see,
so it's going to be shahakal anyway. It's going to be shahakal anyway.
It's not a matter. 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 It
The Rambam holds that that's the Havamis, that's the Mashkona of the Gemara in the next hour. Alamed Bas, the Gemara says that the person is eating barley flour. Mao is the same, but that he shouldn't say broth at all because it's very unhealthy. Kamash Malan, even though it's unhealthy, but he enjoys it. So Zolazov, not Bichat on the head. Kamash Malan, Kim, Nisli Hanomine, Boy Bruchi, he enjoys it, so he says the broth. So the Rambam holds that's the Mashkona. The Havamina was like Rashi. And the Matkana was not like Rashi. Even the Matkana not like Rashi. But Rashi somehow understood that the Matkana doesn't really back out from the Havamina. The Havamina like La'alocha. That whatever is kosher, whatever is very unhealthy, you don't say a bracha. So what would the Matkana kamash malan kin zisle hanon in a? Boybuch means that it's not that unhealthy. There is hanon. It's not that it has hanon. It's kosher at the same time.
So two things are happening at the same time. So you can imagine it's not healthy, or you say hanonine. So how would you treat it? According to Rashi, Rashi holds no halacha, but everything. You can imagine you absolutely don't say a bracha whatsoever. And there is a part of the Kirev of Pasamaj. And then there is a part that applies here by Rashi of Hashem of Yishevich to the Tehran of Hashem, and applies here to the bracha of Yishevich to the bracha of Hashem. According to Rashi, what do you do if you have the Vatakas? You have Hanor and you have a Zukimazi. Which one wins?
If you win at Anat, you can break it through. Maybe that would be the Zukimazi.
Okay. Before he says that, now he's going to break it through. Would he say Bechat Hanen and it's a yes? If he got Hanor and he had a Hezek at the same time. So how would you deal with such a situation? So first he says, you don't say Masecha Shabbos, a few years ago, you don't Shabbos. So he has a Shabbos and a few other mitzvahs, the same as a claw. Whenever you do something that's both mahana you and mazik you, you have to be koveya which was more. If the hanor is more than the hezik, then I call it an act of hanor. If the hezik is more than hanor, then I call it an act of hezik. But that's probably the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Mazik, here the Shemin Zayi says, oh, Zuki mazik lay. It's a little bit the nutritious to give Shemin. It's open, whatever, but there's much more Zuki Mazikle than there is Hanor. Since there's Hepsedo, Yeser al Hanor, also it's a Rashi Hosea Lacha that you don't say Brach at all. And that was the Gemara's Hamina there. Ma was the same that you don't say Brach at all. For Mashmura, not like the Rambam that I ignore, Zuki Mazik is just one form of the many forms of Shlevi Darach Achilasa. Whenever you eat anything Shlevi Darach Achilasa, you say Shahaka. That's how the Rambam learns. Rashi learns no. So therefore it's not called the Zuki Mazik. There is a Zuki Mazik, but there's more Hanor. Whenever the Rebach is more than the Kilkul, Pesach and Kulman has that qual of that Pesach and Alev and Kulman. Pesach talks about a person has a second Shalav and Dizora. And the second just like Shalav and Dizora is also Hanor. So the second Shalav and Dizora is also Hanor. He takes the second Shalav and Dizora and he checks the angle with it. Is that called getting Hanor or not? On the one hand, while the animal was alive, he couldn't eat the animal. Now that he's dead, he couldn't eat the flesh. On the other hand, what kind of an animal was it that he shech? If this is a cow, and he has a milk cow, and he makes some money, and I'm milking the cow, making the milk,
oh,
and it has an animal that he does work with. And the Meshuggah that takes the sacrifice over there, and he shechs his cow, and I have to shech my master. What did he do? He shechs my cow. So the Gemara says there, it's to prove the Yeser al Hanata. Wonderful that he can eat the chicken now. But he has no panata and he has no egg. He steps to the baby and finds he can eat the baby and he has no milk now. Or he has no baby and the radio. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's an old sick animal and it's holding about the pizza anyway, and then he steps it, then it's called Hanoya. Then the Hanoya, then you say the Emerit and the Hanoya. Then it's also, then using the knife to shech is a violation of the Tzurei Hanoya. But if they were not letting to play, Hashem is caring if it was a behemoth breeder, if it was a healthy cow, and he really would have normally liked to use that cow for malacha purposes, or for milking the cow, or for other purposes, and not some wise guy comes in and checks it, so then it's too cool, yes, or on the but you don't think that it's a violation of the Tzurei Hanoya. That's the problem that he comes in a few demoras like that. The Mosheh from a few demoras like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Either that, or the Hanor is so insignificant that Yozuke and Mazik outweighs the Hanor. If the Kilkuma, yes, or Al Tikunai, then Rashi teaches you don't see any broch at all. And Rashi learns Malus on the next up. Malus is same by the Kimcha de Shairi on the third wide line and the fourth wide line on Malus Bavanel. Malus is same because Yuki Mazik Yalavah HaLeklah, which is normally the din. Kamash and Hanor, there's more Hanor than there is Kilkul. There is Kilkul. There is a Zuki Mazik to a certain degree. But there's more Hanor than that. That's why he says, oh, that's the Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. How do you read the Kamash Malon? The Kilkul from the later. You know, to hear the Zuki Mazik is an easy. In a little bit, it's not a Zuki Mazik. A little bit, he should say Brachy. Even on a Mashi, he said Brachy. That is on the Brachy Shalach. Where, what did he say? But Rashi would hold that in order to say Brachy Shalach, you have to have a Kazayas. And as part of your Kazayas already, you realize that it was a Zuki Mazik, right? And Rashi would hold that no Brachy Shalach. And Ram would hold that there is. Ram would hold that there is a Brachy Shalach. Even on Dabar, that's a Zuki Mazik. As long as there's Hanoi, what do I care if it's a Zuki Mazik? That's the Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. Why did the Gemara hear on Rambam? They say, why did the Gemara quote this perceptive and Tumas? So the Rambam says, they just quoted it to prove the Mitzvah. But Rashot Hashem is on Tumas. Rashot Hashem, the Bakl Hashem is Zayit, is a Zuki Mazik. Just to demonstrate that that is a fact. Rashi says, no. And once you know that's the fact, then the Meir is going to be Shahakim. Rashi learns, no, they quoted the suggested to show the style of worship. Just like the Darshan there, the Yechel Prasama, the Darshan is Darshan here, the Yechel Prasama. So again, the Gemara wants to know. Well, we had a deal from the Mishnah that wine would have been Boiri Tviha Eitus, not for the fact that it had such a special Hashidah, that the Nenet HaKonah that should say Bar Kyogos. By Shemin Zayt doesn't have that special Hashidah. Not the Samech, not Mitzvah Tzor, not all of the Tzachim, the blood is Bar Kyogos. But you know, where's the Hechit Tzimtzah? Hechit Dami, he lay away, he should say, this is a bottle of Shemin Zayt, for sure it will not be Bari Tzimtzah. Either there will be no Brocha. All Rashi learns, according to the Rambam, it will be knocked down to Shachol because of Shulat Kederach Hachilov. The Elam must be a different case. Elam is a Koch Le'ai De'afaz. He's dipping in the bread into the Shemin Zayt. The Gemara says, I'm not exactly. He says, where is he? Bayrei, what if you smear jam on your bread? You smear peanut butter? If you're dipping the bread into the Shemin Zayt, Havi Latad Zikir, Ruhu, it's awful. And the Shemin Zayt is just like margarine, like butter. It's nine, and the Mishnah says, wait, is that all kosher? You can even say wrong. Shaila, why did the Gemara quote, if you're eating bread, if you have a meal and you have bread, so the reason why you don't say a brocha on the flesh and on the soup and on everything and on the kuko and on everything is because of Iker and Tomsom, because of Sephardim. Because bread is a different thing. That's later on Machleg is Rashi and Toshi. Later in the Torah. Rashi Shita is that bread is the same as everything else. And it's according to Rashi, if you eat a meal the way we do, you have a little bit of bread in the beginning and then you eat the whole meal and you don't have any more bread. So Rashi says, how is that he's going to talk up? If you always eat years ago, and as you saw, they still eat potatoes, they eat bread the whole meal.
But you don't have any other stuff.
Yeah, the lattes by Tafaz. They didn't have a big steak. Yeah, had a steak that was the size of an aspirin or something. I'm not sure, a tiny little piece of fish, you keep on eating bread with everything, so the bread is eaten all the time, and whatever else you're eating is a tough.
But if you eat the meal the way we do in America, you eat a little bit of bread in the beginning, like on Shabbos or whatever, all the way through. So then Rashi teaches that you say a bracha on Shachar, on Shel Dom, you need a bracha on everything. And Tesis comes up with this practice that we have. Tesis disagrees with Rashi and says, no, there's two separate halachos. One little bit and tofu, and that's eating it together. You have bread and butter, so the butter is a tofu for the bread. And the other thing that whenever you say bracha on pas, pas, point they call me nei arsim. Pas is another din. I might be lack of min ha'ored. Is a bracha on bread, and it's a bracha on asuda. How about the chaim rav? Rashi Yachun is right. The word lechem in Tanakh sometimes means a meal. Sometimes means bread, sometimes means a meal. That's what we pass to on Turkey. There are some who are machmalag Rashi. Some are machmalag Rashi to insist always on having a little bit of bread to get a bowl of food. According to Rashi, there is no such thing. According to Rashi, just because I'm right from the beginning of the meal, doesn't pass anything in the middle. If you're not eating it with bread, it has to be a bit of different stuff. The simple reading of this Gemara sounds like Rashi. Unless you say that the Gemara here was, this is not a Shikman Tov. Let's say you should have peanut butter on bread. Or you should have margarine on bread. Or you have jam. It's not a Shikman Tov. You're eating your mamish together. So the Gemara says here, if you dip in for a sandwich, the Gemara says if you dip in the bread into olive oil, it's not a Shikman Tov. Everybody would agree. Maybe that's what the Gemara says. Zach Lau is not a Shikman Tov. It doesn't necessarily indicate that that's the only halacha that we have by bread. They should say that there are two pieces. If you dip the bread into oil, it's not a shikra and tafel. And if you don't dip it into oil, you eat a slice of bread in the beginning of the meal, and then you have the flesh and the potatoes and the soups and the fish and everything later on. That's not shikra and tafel. It's another thing. It's not shikra and tafel. You have to see mama shikra and tafel. So here, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah Zichar applies to. The Gemara wants to know, what's the hesitance there? That you're going to say burning pretty great on Shemin's eye? It cannot be that you're dipping in the bread, that you're going to talk about the long dead rock at all. Ever must be that he's making a vegetable soup, and he's pouring into the soup a little oil in order to give it flavor. Ever the kashat to lay out the anigroi. The kashat to lay out the anigroi. He's having a vegetable soup. What does the word anigra mean? The word anigra appears, Rashi says, in many Mishnahs. Rashi writes, Mishonim and Mishnah Mekamim and Tavim. It appears many times he's right. And what does that word mean? The Gemara quotes the Tirush Amilus. The Amar, Abba Bar Shmuel, one of the Amorim explained what the Tirush Amilus is. Anigra means Maya the Silka. Beef. If you cook beef in water, borscht, some kind of a beef to the Silka, borscht, something like that. And the word Asigroin, or the word Ansigroin, whatever it is, that's Maya the Kulish Loch. It's vegetable soup. Plain vegetable soup is called Asigroin. And anigran is special for borscht, something like that. So the Gemara says, it must be that when the Rav Yechanan and Shmuel say that you say, very pre-Horeim, if you're having olive oil, if you put it into vegetable soup, then the Gemara also doesn't make sense. It's right that you can talk, ikar and tafel. Just like if you dip the challah into the oil. So you only say, hamaiti, that's like smearing on the margarine on the bread. You say, hamaiti, on say shako. You put on salt on the bread. You don't say shakal on the salt. You eat salt separately, you say shakal. Put salt on bread and you turn it up.
The budget said by burning in his way, there's all types of the need of dog, even though it's a topple, it's still override.
Okay.
So maybe you should say Shem and Zai has the same type of a shark.
The Mar Tum Zasa. There is no such thing. That's only Ravish will say that by Chamesh is Mini Dog. That's what the Mar said. Kol Shiyesh Bo, the Chamesh is Mini Dog. That was the Mar we had before. Kol Shiyesh Bo, whatever has blended into it, any one of the Chamesh is Mini Dog, you may give up less than 50%. There are two kinds of Ikar and Tov. The Mar has read it, there are two kinds. Let's say you have southern fried chicken. It has crumbs of bread on the surface of the chicken. The person is not really eating breadcrumbs, he's eating chicken, and it's flavored with the breadcrumbs, so that's mamasha tofu. So when the bread is mamasha tofu, so you don't say a you just say shahakum, and you don't say even the zainus or amoytiyana. Unless the person is eating a given herring, and they don't have a toothpick, then it should hold the herring, and he doesn't want to get his fingers greasy with the smell of the herring. So they give him out a cracker. He's not really interested in eating the cracker in order to get full. He wants to hold the cracker just in order not to get his fingers greasy. Then he's going to eat the herring, not the cracker. The Chabal Tashka says, maybe he eats the herring with the cracker. So then the Gemara says, he don't say a broch on the cracker. The herring is the eater, and there's no broth at all on the cracker. So when you have bread, Well, Tyson has a case. Let's say you're making latkes. You make the beta latkes, and they're going to fall apart if you don't put in a little flour, let's say. You put in a little matzanella flour, just to dedic the almond, just that it shouldn't fall apart. You then say, so there's mamish atofel. You have it mamish atofel, so then you don't say, posheyed from a chamesh esimei dogon, you always say, pardon me, no. You say, ha'adoma, you say, whatever broken you should say on the latkes, and you don't say, pardon me, no. When does Rabbi Shmuel have that cloud that we just had last week? Oh, the Gemara didn't quote the whole cloud. Kol she yesh bo. Here the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Shmuel, Dhamma Shavai, Eim a broken bird in the Mizera Tehla, but Hamesh was Hamini Mugash. The Gemara later quotes the love in Kol she yesh bo, Eim a Hamesh was Hamini. Whatever has an ingredient, even if the ingredient is less than 50%, Kol she yesh bo, has a Masha who of Hamesh was Hamini Dogan, that's the Shem Bar Din Mizera. So that's a different kind of an ingredient as possible. The reason Halacha is that when I have, let's say, you have a blender and you grind things together. So let's say grind it together, fruit and vegetable. You grind it together things that are away and things that are hadama. You have a whole concoction. And you put in your spoon and you eat it. You have a sakugel that has fruit and vegetables in it. So what bracha do you say? I would have said you say two brachas. You say barpiyas and you say barpiyadama. Or you have a shahako mixed in with a hadama, a shahako mixed in with a hoy. On the day that the Tamil, you should take two brachas because it has this. You should take out a strand of the vegetable and say hadama. Take out a strand of the fruit and say hoy. Take out a strand of the mushroom and say shahako. So the Gemara says no. Whenever you have something on Michael that's blended in together and eat it all together, so then whatever is 51% of all, whatever is the right is arbitrarily declared as the Iker, whatever is less than 51% is arbitrarily declared as the Tofel. So that cloud, that whatever is less than 50% is arbitrarily declared as the Tofel, then Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shavayu, Rabbi Shmuel said that there's an exception to the rule. Because the Yesh from the Chamesh Tamidim, if it has a little bit of the Chamesh Tamidim dog and mixed in, so even though it's only a meal, but it's not Ledevik B'Yalma. No, it's not just a real Tofel. It's arbitrarily declared as a Tofel, but you really want it as part of the ingredient. So then they say that becomes the whole thing is considered the Torah Minim Zay. Yeah, but that doesn't apply to Shem and Zay. The Gemara doesn't hold it, that should apply to Shem and Zay. So that's the Gemara Kasha. If you have a vegetable soup, that should really be Barfi Adamo. Vegetable soup is Barfi Adamo. And you happen to mix in a little Shem and Zay is... So the Shem and Zay is just for flavoring. The Hanikir and Tofel. Just to add flavoring. That's like the... It's like the southern fried chicken, like the crumbs on top of the chicken. You don't say broth burn and mamish a tofel. So here the Shema's eyes is just a tofel to the vegetable soup. So why should Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say that it should be very pre-way? Because it has a little ingredient. First of all, it's less than 50%. And secondly, it's like mamish a tofel. The Shema and soup is mamish a tofel just that flavor. Greg Digimon on top line of Rabbi Yechanan, Kane, if that's the case, that you have vegetable soup with a little Shema's eyes mixed in, only on Negroi, and Tofel, and on Negroi, on vegetable soup to dinner, that you say, Barbri Adama. With none, we have that dish that we just quoted. There are clouds called Shikalina Tfela, and Rok Alika Prices on Tfela. Whenever you have two machonim that you're eating together with two different brokers, one is an Iker, one is a Tofel, so you only say, Brok on the Iker. So how do you say, how does Shmuel or Abiechan say, you say, Barbri Yoish on the Tofel? And the Shem is Zayi, if it's mixed into the soup, it doesn't make any sense. And to the Gemara, we're talking about a special case, talking about Kinon, he's not really interested in eating vegetable food. He has a sore throat. And the doctor recommended that he should take Shem and Zayit. But take Shem and Zayit like this, the Chazuke Mazik, it's not normal. So the doctor says, so mix it in some vegetable food. So the guy really doesn't want the vegetables, just a Hechitinsa. The vegetables are just a Hechitinsa to enable him...
To
enable him to drink, to swallow the Shem and Zayit. And he's going to pour in more Shem and Zayit than he normally does. He's going to put in extra, hardly. The Gemara Kod is going to anoint and harvest Shem and Zayit. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Chachamim made a dare to Rabbanan that one is not permitted to do Rifuah. One is not permitted to do Rifuah. They were going there. You're not permitted to do anything that's not to take any medication. You're not permitted to prepare a medication. Let's say you're gonna give a medicine to a goy. So you're gonna mix the medicines together, some kind of a concoction that's not a normal person would need it. Michael brings a food. But if you mix them some together that a normal healthy person would never eat, so there's one Easter to prepare medication, even though you've got to feed it to a goat. And there's another Easter to take medication, even though it's already prepared from before Shabbos. Let's say the goat prepared from before Shabbos, there's another Easter not to take medication on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's Gzeira, Hashah, Shem, Yishachek, Talmud. There's a whole Terek in Masech HaShabbos, Terek Shemayna Shorten. There's 24 Prokhim HaShabbos, there's one whole Terek, Shemayna Shorten, where at 90% of the Terek gives you all of the details of this Gzeira of Rifu. So the Mishnayot say there in Masech HaShabbos and Terek Shemayna Shorten that they were only Gzeira, they only prohibited Rifu of this Shabbos if it's Yikr, if it's Rifu HaNikaret in the Shabbos. Let's say, some people bring schnapps all the time, every day. Some people only bring schnapps after they have fish. Some people only bring schnapps when their mom is sick. Yeah, when they're sick. So let's say it is, a person never drinks schnapps unless he's sick. But on Shabbos, he has a sore throat, he has a cold, he wants to drink schnapps. They're going to say that by him it's nikir. He only takes schnapps when he's sick. But his mother says, no, since by all other people they take schnapps even when they're not sick, even this person, if that's not called a ritual on his head. But let's say they take medication, they can fill them to take their pills or something. No one takes it. That's not a Michael Coyman. That's not a Michael Bleed. But that you're not allowed to prepare it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos. So the Brisa gives an example of when is it Michael Bleed and when is it obvious that it's Liverpool. Because a Choshi be growing on if the person has a sore throat and he wants to treat it medically, lo yaren or b'shem and chilo b'shabbos. You're not allowed to gargle with Shannon's Zayas on Shabbos because that's good to Lirifua, whatever, that's what they thought.
He doesn't swallow.
That's what they thought, it's not a Tanakh. And this is what they're not allowed to do that because that's Nika that it's Lirifua. Vitamin pills is a Shaila because the vitamin pills are not taken by a person who's sick. In Shulchan Aruch, right? It prevents the person from getting sick. But it's not a Michael Green. Healthy people don't eat it. So the Magen Avraham claims that according to the Torah,
the food supplement.
Yeah, but you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha. You can't say that it's achila kedarka. You take it now. A lot of people take it now in order to preventive medicine. You wouldn't really call it Michael Green. Green needed as preventive medicine in order to prevent something like that. So the Magen Avraham claims that that's a shayla and we shayla and he holds that it should be up. That's what many posse, many contemporary posse would say, that you're not allowed to take vitamin pills on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to take vitamin pills on Shabbos. Some people say that you're allowed to take aspirin on Shabbos. Some are going to. You are permitted to take aspirin on Shabbos once, but there are some people who take aspirin all year long. They take every day, they take an aspirin. But that's called the Michael Green. The Pashtus is, I suppose Pashtus is that it's not so. Like, does anybody say broken before they take aspirin? That's not called Derech HaChilosu B'Tzah. Just because everybody takes aspirin as preventive medicine. So that's what the Magen Avraham has just finished. That preventive medicine should also be included. Not only if he's already a chayla, even if he takes this in order to prevent him from getting sick, it's also included in the Xeris of food. That's the shot. Preventive medicine. If he's really a chayla, if he's a chayla, he's a chayla, of course he's allowed to take it. Even the chayla, he's a chayla. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, we talk in a chayla, he's a chayla, is permitted to violate this Zera Rafua. Chodeshem Sarkana Hayes says, Rachela Kol Gufo Amutra Lamishko. That's if a person has a sinus condition. He's just sneezing all over the place and he has such a headache, he can't concentrate, he can't sleep, he can't eat, he can't talk, he just can't function. The man is Chela Kol Gufo. Or if a person has a fever and he's Mutra Lamishko, he has to lay in bed. But then it's permitted to take an action, it's permitted to take, not like Umalachim, but it's permitted to violate the Zera Rafua. That is a lot of violence. So when is there an Easter? So when is there an Easter to take care of the refuah? If he's a Bari with a Mechus Balmah, he has a little pain that doesn't really, it's not that it, that it prevents him from functioning normally. The best one, yeah, a little toothache. If sometimes you have such a toothache, it's so excruciating, the pain is so great that he just can't concentrate on anything, then he would have the status of a Chola, of a Chola Shem Sakhona. He would be permitted to take a refuah. So the Brisa draws a distinction. So Choshes the Groinai, if he has a sore throat and he wants to treat it medically with the Shemen Zayis, he's not permitted to gargle with the Shemen Zayis, heal the Shabbos, that's also, because that's the Refuah HaNikeres. Abul HaNeitha, what he can do is, Nathan Shemen Harbin the Tach HaNigron, Ubalei, let him put, normally put a little bit of Shemen Zayis in the soup in order to make it tasty, in order to give it flavoring.
say, if you have a sore throat, to put in a little extra. And it should look as if it's one of the ingredients in the soup. And that's cool. The Michael Brief, so the Gemara says, in such a case, where he's not really interested in eating the soup, and the Shem's eyes are just lethetic the oven, the Shem's eyes are just a tuffle. He's really interested in taking the Shem's eyes. No, but he doesn't want to take it directly because the Zuke Mazik on Shabbos, he's not allowed to guard them because it's the Refuah HaNikeret. But if he's going to guard them, he's going to spit it out. So then it's going to be the Refuah HaNikeret. He just wants to mix in a lot of Shem and Zayit Harbi into the Anigrod, into the vegetable soup, that it should be good for his health purposes, for his condition. So then the Allah is, as you said, it's broken, but it's like, that's the eater. That's the eater. I don't think so. Sanigrin is the top of them. Sanigrin is the vegetable soup is the top of them. There are two clawless. There's one claw if you have an ikir and a top of which one is the real, which is the real ikir, which is the real top of. And if you're really interested in both, so then you have a claw of more than 50% less than 50%. But here he's not really interested in both. He's really only interested in the shaman's eyes. He's not really interested in the
eyes. But you can take to make a brush, right? Why is he making a brush? He's making a brush on the shaman's eyes. Because Shem is Zayis Lavayel Achila. Therefore, as the Gemara says, Friday he's making a bracha with Ravah. Right?
Right.
Where is he getting that Nahar? He's getting a Nahar from the vegetable soup. So how can you say he should make the bracha with Ravah?
That's what the Gemara explains, that it's not the Shem is Zayis theoretically is Ravah Achila. You're going to drink a whole pot like this. That's a Zuki Mazik, so then you don't say bracha. You just say Shabbat. But if you have a hechitim, so you're drinking the Shem Zayis in a normal fashion, so you...
But you can't take the top off. The whole reason for making the bracha is because the Nahar you get from the soup.
So the Gemara has cheetah, that's what we're up to. The Gemara has cheetah. So that's not how to... What was the cheetah? What's the Gemara's passion on cheetah? The Gemara held that it's such a double pashut, what Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel said. The Mishnah is so obvious that Mashkin Ayetim and Azayt Manavim is different from all other fruits. That all other Mashkin Ayetim and Shahakal. Except as Eishman and Ovim, that's the Mishnah and Truman, it's much like the Blazim and Bishu and Mashkin, it has a din of three. But for the Mishnah, you have the Mashmah, that wine would have been Barakri Ho'eit, if not for the fact that they were Kav Rokhut. But like Shem and Zayah should be Barakri Ho'eit. The Gemara holds the Chmamish to lick the Levant of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is so bolded, that that's what it's saying. The Gemara is, what did you need the members from Rabbi Yechanan and from Shmuel for? Shouldn't we have been able to figure that out on our own? What do they have to be in the Zayah set for? If they're saying an original thing, it's Chmamish in the Mishnah. Well, I says no, it's a stickle Kiddush over here, because one could have argued the point and said that since normal people never eat such a concoction, a healthy person doesn't extinguish on a Shem and Zayis, because it can conquer the flavor a little bit. So not, since a normal person doesn't eat it, Mao the same came to the school from a Kabbalah, the Lavarachal Eklal. Healthy people never eat it, not a Michael Green shouldn't say broth at all. Mashmallah, and it has a good flavor. Whenever you eat something, even though it's not a Michael Green, but it has a good flavor, so then you have to say, well, let's get a lot of medication. So healthy people will never eat these. These are expensive medications. They don't taste so good. But if it has this attack, it tastes bad. And so it says, don't say broth, even though it's very healthy. You don't say brichas on the head. You can come in, but not in the stocking. A brichas on the head and on other hamlot. Only on achilah shtiyah. That the thing doesn't taste good, it should look at Erech HaFilot, so there's no takonah broth. But if it has sugar added, or it has cherry flavoring, it has something added, it then it tastes the same as the more. That's the same as broth. Right? But since the cherry flavor is there, there's the awful flavor of the medication, so soft. You are eating it and getting on that. So that's the Chiddush in the Gemara, that you got to say a bracha. And what other people know? But I don't enjoy the flavor of Shnach. Now, the other people do enjoy the flavor. Some people don't. So even the people who don't enjoy it, they've got to say a bracha. You don't say that it's, that's called, some people don't enjoy spinach. Other people do enjoy spinach. Everyone has a different taste. But if it's a normal food that Donganum and that this is considered tasty, so even the person that doesn't enjoy eating it has to say bracha. That's what you normally eat. Why isn't it?
There's a difference that, let's say, the doctor does an operation on the patient can see, he can walk, he can function now. He had a pain in the tooth, and the dentist yanked out the tooth, and now he doesn't have pain anymore. So let him say, Birchas Hanenu on that. I don't know why, but the Chachamim were only, even though they say, also we're having Shiyonim, I don't know, that's why they were only Nesakin and Ahamiyah, Derech Achiva. Some of the Tikkun Abonim came there as the Tikkun, they halted the Sabbath of the Achso. Only on Achiva, so another Hanoi is not. Intravenous drug, the first to say one does not say it's often intravenous, because there's no Achiva. Even if the intravenous is Machol or Pasuris, there's no problem. Unless it's Isuri Anor, there's another like this. Yeah, sometimes intravenous, I don't think they have Isuri Anor, but they have, tooth feeding, and the food goes directly in. So sometimes they put in Mamish Basa Bachal of their eyes. They put in Basa Bachal of their eyes and they stuff it in. So that's a problem. Isuri Anor, Basa Anor. It does it to get any kind of Anor from it. Not only their eyes, even though it doesn't go through the Beis Ablia, if it's only Machal of Tazuras, if it doesn't go through the Beis Ablia, it's Musa, it has to come. But if it's Isuri Anor, then you're not allowed to get... Pardon?
No, but it's not...
If you have elephant meat that you cook famous mayo from the mintum and you cook some flesh, that's not bottle of color, the arise. That's not bottle of color. But if you have nevela flesh that you cook with milk, then that's a shayla. So the note of Yehuda in the Haaretz, the dog of Mavava on the side of Yehuda, this is a shayla that comes up very often, you know, because a lot of the dog food that they sell in the can is bottle of color. But it's nevela flesh, you don't buy the kosher flesh, they buy nevela and they cook it with milk. It's called a vacuum, it's nevela. But it's part of the challah. That's the shayla. Is that part of the challah? So they're not eating it, but part of the challah is also manor. Part of the challah they're asking is also manor. So the dog of the father quotes that the Mechorah should be a machleik and says it's in the Rambam, he quotes in Chulin. And he says it's the big shakakar in the Mekel Zah. And all of the later Achreinim say that he's wrong. They say even the Rambam that is said like that. And all that even the Rambam. The dog of the father wants to say because the rain is the challah eating. Because since the challah is already in the veil, before you even start, so when you cook the nevela with milk, and you want to make it into basa b'chalav, so the yeast of basa b'chalav cannot be chal on top of the yeast of nevela. So the only ask on the dog and father, that it's against the morris, it's not so. That's for malchus, you say, any yeast of chal al yeast. But the morris says, any yeast of chal al yeast is not the negation of the yeast, the yeast of nitzchal. The morris says, the cover bed is showing gemur in the nitzchal. The morris says, in yivam. The morris has a din that you're not permitted to bury tzaddik next to Rosh. You're not permitted to, the Gemara says the Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says there were two Baltic Svaris that the Sanhedrin had. There were one from the Skavim and the Shrafim, and one from the Hirogim and the Achnokim. Why did they have two? What was one? The Gemara says you're not only not permitted to bury Tzadik Eitzel Rosh, you're not permitted to bury Rosh HaChomer Eitzel Rosh HaKal. The Frank Gemara said, why did they have four Baltic Svaris, one from the Skavim, one from the Shrafim? Gemara says, it's Gemara Gemirilo, the Ara Kabbalah, the Avachal Rosh Mishnah, that there were two. But Anachanami, if I know that this person violated 100 Averis, this person violated 99 Averis, if you could assess the situation, you wouldn't be permitted to bury the two people next to each other. That's why we usually have, let's say, the Aguda has a separate base of forest, and the Mizrahi has a separate base of forest. each group has the same month, there are clubs, the same number of Averis. The Gemara says in Yibamis, the Gemara says in Yibamis on Daphnam and Gimel, Daphnam and Dalit. If you can talk a shot stuff, if you know someone's keeping treasure, and you know that he violated 100 of it, he violated 99, the Gemara says, talking about a lot of bury the two next to each other. So the Gemara says, what if they both violated the same amount of Averis? But one violated 99 Averis, one violated 99 Averis, but one of the 99 was in Eitz Chal Alisa. It was an Averis with an Eitz Chal on top, but it didn't say Eitz Chal Alisa. So does that count as 99? Or do you say, no, that's 100? So the Gemara says that's another point. The Gemara says that's all the 100. Why? Because an Yisrael Halalit is only been again, it's a mouthy. But the second Yisrael is Chal. It is an Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Not Pimina, the cover, Ben Yishoyim, Gemurian. That he has 100 Averis and he has 99.
So that's what the Prima Gardim and the Tisrei Shuva, all the Achleinim and the Tisrei Chaykos, they all disagree with this Gogum of Olav and say that he's not right, even with his Rambam in the Prima Shemeshnaite and Prisus, and he's got God. That the Rambam says, Ani Shechalalim, and that's all that he gave to Malkin, Ani Shechalalim. But there's the Yisra of Asa Bechal, and he's on top of the Yisra of Nezela. So what I mean that if the Malkin, the Shach HaTchah Gadol, you can use Asa Bechal, that when they use Nezela, that it's Mutaban, well, it's not true. There will be any sound though. There's very Nagir Lalaf, because a lot of people have pets. And they buy, Yachtav HaShgach on his pets. One of the pet issues of
the Lalaf,
and then he wrote a whole beer halak on it, on the pet food, and he quoted the Pasuk and said, Lalaf like that, that he's not allowed, it's also by law. That's possible call of is Kal on top of Nivela. That people rely on the dogma of Ove, and it's not correct, because the later Pesukim say that it's not that it's not our God. He gave us Shtikal Aisha, what the Dogma of Ovid is. He used the Yashin the Peshi. That Allah HaLam Aisha, we're not supposed to be making like that Dogma of Ovid.
Seriously, is there anybody who thinks anybody?
We don't know.
That's the only answer, because we don't know. But
we don't know, so we assume that Kal, everything is equal. Unless you know the Vada otherwise. He did the chapter, yeah, but still, the Gemara still has a din. You're not permitted to bury one next to the other. The Chayeim there was a din. Even if he's in Shiva. That's Mutabano. Plain the day, like plain straight, there's Mutabano. But if you cook it with milk, then it becomes lots of a part of the that's a shayla. That's a shayla. There is a din that's talking again the Allah. There is a din in Hilchas Teisa. The Shulchan Aruch was telling me that one is forbidden to be machil chametz achiv in the Bein Matzevkin. That they have chametz. It's not my chametz. It's not by Rabbi Moshe. It's not my chametz. There's chametz in the street, and then there's a door who can't get to the chametz. The cat can I take the piece of chametz and I give it to the cat, that the cat should eat, or the dog should eat. But then Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to do that. But it says in the pasuk, lo yeyochel, shivat yamim, lo yeyochel. Lo yeyochel may not be, you're not allowed to have an animal eat it either. Let's say a person is a nurse in a hospital, and they have to feed the garbage, that chametz depends. You're not even allowed to feed the hematet no chametz. If the person is a nurse in a hospital, it's a big problem because that's their salary to do that job. So they're getting hung on. But let's say I drive a truck and a chalamari, I make deliveries of chametz. I'm not making money on the chametz. It's not that it's my bread and I'm selling it and I'm making riva. If I have a bakery and I sell chametz on Pesach and I make money, I'm not going to buy by Musa, I'm not going to buy it. But if I'm just a truck driver, so I don't get hung up in the chametz, but still the Gemara says in the end about my desire, they don't pay me to drive an empty truck. They only pay me to deliver the chametz. Let's say I deliver Sam Yenim, which is also by law. So these mother says, I'm not allowed to be salaried to deliver Sam Yenim. That's considered getting on the... So let's say a person is a nurse in the hospital, and it's their job to deliver the food to the patient. They have to deliver the food to the chametz. Sometimes it's the nurse's job to feed. Some of them tell them, I don't think you have to feed them. So if they pay me for it, it's different. I'm getting on the from it. That's for sure. But even if it's not part of my job, let's say I get the same salary whether I deliver the food or I don't deliver the food. Out of the goodness of my heart, I want to deliver the food. So it says special eating and chametz that you're not allowed to do. You're not permitted to feed chametz to Bein HaTefker. You're not permitted to feed it to an offering. The shayla is whether that Easter, Shalom Lahapo chametz to Bein HaTefker, whether that's only a unique din only in Hilchos Pesach, or that applies even to Basu B'chametz. So that's enough like the Tachrayim. You live in the Korchayim. If the Morgan Harel is not on my question, Shkar Chaim is going to see this as a Sefer, and then the Sefer. Then what is the Gzer? My Blade of Shkar has their Oris, and the Shkar Chaim called the Morgan Harel. So they have a Machlek is regarding that din. It is part of the Hapo Chomis of the Hematatka. Is that only a local din? It was a Sefer, special din of Chomis. Because it says, Lo Yeyochel, special din by Teisa. Well, it's a din in only Siri Hanoah, that this constitutes a form of getting Hanoah, to feed it to a behemoth, to feed it to another person, that's a violation of the Siri Hanoah. That's an achlekes, but he submitted, is there an Easter to feed Basa B'chalav, to feed Basa B'chalav to my, that's if by mistake I cook Basa B'chalav. So if I give it to the super to eat and eat to my next neighbor, that's also. So if it's a nafri hamakir, even though I'm not charging money, but if it's a nafri shamakir, so he's going to be, he's going to give me a taiva sana, he's going to return the taiva someday. The taiva is in the chumen, so it's in certain courts, and it's a debt. If it's a nafri hamakir, then you're not allowed. If it's a nafri shamakir, I'll just give it to a guy in the street. That's an Issa of Lois of Hanukkah. If it's not a Hamakiro, then it's not a Matan Sinam. Then because it's not a Matan Sinam, that's why it's a violation of Issa of Hanukkah. So what if I'll take it and give it to a payment? By mistake, I couldn't talk before. So if you give it to Nafri Sha'in of Akiro, it's an Issa of Lois of Hanukkah and Matan Sinam. If you give it to a Nafri Hamakiro, so there's no Matan Sinam, because it's going to give back the service on that's a violation of Issa of Hanukkah. So give it to a payment. If you give it to a payment, it's a Machlaik of Sakhrani, but he's permitted to. By promise, for sure you're not allowed to. The seed comments of the Emesefker, for sure you're not allowed to do that, Yisham. What about the seed of the comments of the Emesefker? So that's the makhluk. The seed of my vein is literally Suri Hanor. I'm saving money. By feeding my vein with Suri Hanor, I'm saving myself the money that would have cost me to buy kosher food. But the seed of the Emesefker, that's the makhluk.
That's what I have from my place. I went out to the hotel because the order was in favor.
Yeah. It depends. Yeah, I don't know. Let's say a person chews chewing gum. So he doesn't swallow the gum, but he swallows the flavoring. The flavoring tastes good. You have to say a brocha iman a mashahu. If a person eats a mashahu of fruit, that tastes good. Sometimes it just takes off part of the bitterness. And it's still a little bit bitter. So that you aren't going to get on often. But sometimes sake has a pleasant flavor. And you chew. But let's say the daisy's aspirin that they chew have a pleasant flavor. I think they have a pleasant flavor. So that's like chewing chewing gum. So you have to say a brocha on the flavoring that you swallow. But if they just put in enough flavoring to offset the negative flavor of the medication, but it really doesn't taste that good. It's just
Neutralize it,
so then you don't care about a healthy person would never want to eat. If you put it in a capsule, you swallow the capsule, then you don't care. That's not good. Okay, so we got the king for the thesis. Okay, we're up to king. We'll leave that, and next week we'll learn Gemara itself. And if the answers will continue with the king for the thesis. Yeah. The famous Medrash has a comment on the opening pasuk in Vayikra. I don't know if I should say it, but the Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eil Moed. The Shekhinah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Eil Moed. If Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls on him that he should come into Eil Moed. Abba Shemel, the Eil Moed, and he came in. So the Medrash has a comment. It's the end of the first parsha. It's called Parsha Aleph, don't we? The first pasuk. Parsha Aleph, Minedesh Rabbah, Simon says, Vah. Vayikra Moshe Vadavash Amelo, Mikaro Machachomim, Kol Pa Machachu Shein Bodeya,
Nezela Toiva Hemenu. The famous comment, the Shaila, what does it mean? What do you mean, Pamachok Mishain Bodeya? Who does not say on Nezela Toiva Hemenu? What does it mean? So that most of the Mepharshim understand the matters to mean the following. Go by the Teva law. What it's driving at is, it's a little unclear. Teva law Shekenu. Teva Lamad Mimosha Aviha Chochmo Aviha Neviim. Such a great intelligence. Navi. Shoyti Son in Mitzrayim. Al Yodan Asu Kamanisim in Mitzrayim. And I wrote it all Yam Savolu Lishmei Marim. Ahoy Ritarim in Hashemayim. And the Sasek from Alephat HaMishkon. He did so many. And I wrote it for the flies. Why didn't he understand that he has a right to go on his own into oil mud? Wouldn't he have to wait for an invitation? He didn't understand that he was the Adon HaNavim. He should, the din is that he has a right to go into oil mud and everyone. So it says, V'lai Yichmat, V'smai V'lai Name, Ashikara Loi. He didn't enter oil mud. In other words, he didn't have the arrogance to think, I'm the greatest, he was the greatest in the world. He was the greatest as of the human beings. He was an honor. But he didn't have the arrogance to enter on his own. Like Nichus, Lachan, Nichus, Moshiach, Carlos, Shemba, the Yikon, Moshiach, by Dagger. That's what most of the Mepharshim understand. That's what it means. Come, Tamachach, Moshiach, Ain Bozea. What do you mean, Ain Bozea? Doesn't mean he doesn't have common sense. He doesn't have Zea in the sense, he doesn't have Anova, he doesn't have humility. But then it says, Nevela, Tayyidah, and Hemel. But they quote the Mepharshim quote here, they don't have it. In a big, what do you mean, does it? The Masa Kuna quotes, and other to Rav Nosson Perek Yud Aleph, where it says, Omar Rav Yakiva, Kol Taman Chocham HaMagdiya Esatzma B'Divrei Teiro, because the person learns so well, he becomes, he goes to his head and he becomes arrogant, Hu Doma L'Nevelo Mushlachas Badero. He is equated to a Nevelo that dropped dead, a Dehema dropped dead on the road, Choloza Vishav, whoever passes by the left, Yodra Chosmo, he has to hold his nose, Umitrachas Mimeno, V'Holach, he has to run away because there are such a Tirchon. That's such a terrible smell. So the other Talmud Chacham, who knows how to learn very, very well, he can get such an argument, but the person is so arrogant that that's called the Talmud Chacham Shein Bodeya. And the other two Rav Nosson Shtel Tzu Nachat Pasuk that says in Navalto Vihis Nase. So the Gemara has different interpretations on that pasuk. That's very pasuk. So the Gemara has the Midrashim, and the Gemara says sometimes the Gemara says in Navalto the person is in the Navalat Smal Divrei Torah. A person lowers himself very much. He spends all of his money to buy svarim and to go travel to yeshiva long distances to his shiurim, and it really should have used that money to dress a little nicer and to furnish his home a little nicer and to buy a little more food and to be a little more with it. But in menabalatma, he leaves a little bit of life of nivul. Because of Direi Torah, then he will be in the Balta, if you are Manav Lassam under the Torah, then you will be in the Sase. The Torah that you will learn with Mysterious Knowledge will elevate you. That's one interpretation that the Gemara has. And here, the Abbas Yom Nassim quotes Rabbi Akiva, or the Abbas Yom Nassim is telling through the Drasha, another interpretation. In the Balta, the Hisnase, the person is Nizgoya, from the fact that he learns a lot of Torah, he is equivalent to a Nevela, and he's worse than the Nevela. Nevela Torah, then, and the Nevela is already better. It's an important reason. Unfortunately, it's not something new in our generation. It was always so. You have a lot of great Talmid Chachamim. Sometimes they're not so great. And sometimes even they are so great. Sometimes the fact is very, very great Talmid Chachamim. But sometimes their greatness or their lack of greatness goes so much to the head that they become so arrogant. And that's what the Medrash says. That's terrible. Some Talmid Chachamim feel that they're entitled to an opinion. The pastor Shilas on everything, and they can take political stands, and they have a right to indeed Torah, and to, with their intuition, they're gonna take stands on issues, non halachic issues. That's what the letter says. That's terrible. That's Nevela Torah.